A Canton man is headed to prison for supplying a fatal dose of fentanyl. 33-year-old Marcel Thomas sentenced by Common Pleas Judge Taryn Heath to 6 to 9 years behind bars. He was sentenced May 28th. Thomas pleaded guilty in April to charges of involuntary manslaughter, trafficking and possession of fentanyl-related compounds, and trafficking and possession of cocaine. Prosecutors say he had a substance that was a combination of fentanyl and an animal tranquilizer called xylazine. He supplied the drug to a 33-year-old Massillon man who died in May 2023. Canton police say a three-vehicle crash in downtown sent a car into the Canton College Preparatory School Thursday morning. The collision occurred around 8 a.m. at Tuscarawa Street West and Cleveland Avenue. Police say an Akron woman drove through a red light and her minivan struck a vehicle headed north on Cleveland. The van plowed into the school's gymnasium. The second vehicle struck another, stopped at the light. Four people were transported to area hospitals for injuries ranging from minor to serious. Police believe alcohol played a role in the accident. Jackson Township Police investigating the allegation of a sexual assault. Chief Mark Brink told the Repository school officials contacted the department about a reported incident at Jackson Middle School. Brink said results of the investigation will be turned over to the prosecutor's office. The alleged assault involved students. No teachers or staff were involved. Man has pleaded guilty to amended charges stemming from an incident outside Sebring McKinley High School. 23-year-old Jacob Fullerton of Sebring entered the pleas Thursday to two counts of disorderly conduct. Mahoning County Judge Joe Schiavone sentenced him to 1 year of probation and a suspended 30-day jail term. Fullerton was accused of being with a group of men who attacked juveniles in the school parking lot February 10th. One of the teens told police Fullerton called the people she was with by a racial term and also hit one of the victims. The incident was captured by security cameras at the school. Columbiana County Commissioners have finalized placement of a renewal of the county's 1% sales tax on the November ballot. Board unanimously approved the measure following a second public hearing Wednesday. The tax would remain on the books for another 5 years. Commissioner Mike Hallock says the sales tax represents 70% of the revenue that comes into the general fund. The tax generated $14.4 million last year. Most of those who received money from Norfolk Southern in the wake of last year's train derailment in East Palestine will not have to pay taxes on aid payments. The IRS said Wednesday most payments people in the area received to help them pay for temporary housing or replace their belongings are not taxable because the derailment qualified as an event of catastrophic nature. The railroad estimates it's paid more than $21 million to residents as part of more than $107 million in assistance it's offered to the communities affected. Officials have updated the public about the status of downtown Youngstown's Realty building, which exploded last week. During a press conference Thursday, Mayor Tito Brown said Barber and Hoffman Consulting Engineers will provide structural engineering services and evaluate the building. The firm expected to arrive today and will work with the NTSB to determine if the building is safe for investigators to enter. The Board of Control agreed to pay Barber and Hoffman $7,500. There's no time frame on how long the assessment will take. No one is allowed inside the building until it is deemed safe. Probation and a treatment program. The sentence for a man charged with setting a fire in a Boardman house. 32-year-old David Eidelberg pleaded guilty in Common Pleas Court in January to a reduced charge of attempted aggravated arson. Investigators found accelerant in the living room and basement of the house after a fire July 17th. Flames damaged the living room. Eidelberg was living in the home at the time. The treatment through the Community Corrections Association of Youngstown is to include a mental health component. Warren police investigating a shooting that sent one person to the hospital Wednesday night around 9 o'clock. Officers responded to Stevens Avenue Northwest. They found multiple shell casings at the scene. The shooting occurred in a front yard where children had been playing. The victim was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. They've reportedly refused to speak to investigators about the incident. A Washington state man who pleaded guilty to making 20 false reports of bombs and shootings around the U.S. and Canada has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the Western District of Washington said Ashton Garcia of Bremerton was sentenced Tuesday. He made the calls in 2022 and 23. He admitted as part of the plea deal he intended the calls to cause the deployment of SWAT teams and other police to the targeted locations. Plea agreement details 20 different false emergency reports targeting victims in California, Georgia, Illinois, Kentucky, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Washington, and Edmonton, Alberta.